USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school.
President Trump's comments Sunday at Walter Reed Medical Center. The president's doctors say if the president continues to improve, he could be headed back to the White House as early as today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that all Senate floor activity would be rescheduled until October 19th, but committee work like the confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, would continue. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy.
Mitch McConnell seems to be jamming through the hearings on Amy Coney Barrett, even though three senators have COVID.
The New York Democrat speaking on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The president and CEO of LabCorp says his company's coronavirus testing capacity is much bigger than before.
We've been building capacity since March of last year. We started from scratch. We're able to do 2,000 to 3,000 tests per day. We can now do over 200,000 tests per day.
On CBS, Adam Schlechter saying LabCorp continues to build up capacity as flu season hits. However, he urges everybody to follow public safety measures that include wearing a mask. A busy week for Vice President Mike Pence as he's set to continue campaigning across the country. The vice president also set to debate Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris in Utah on Wednesday. Dr. Tom Ingleby, though, believes the vice president should be in quarantine.
So it looks like the vice president had a meeting with the president on Tuesday, a period of time where he would be presumed to be contagious. And so in my mind, it seems like the vice president should be in quarantine.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
On Friday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden went to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and delivered a campaign speech. Now, everyone was socially distanced, and the former vice president did wear a mask. But technically, according to the CDC, since he was in the room with President Trump, he was supposed to be quarantined for 14 days. Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer was asked on CNN's State of the Union if she was concerned about the vice president being in her state.
I didn't because, you know, we know that Joe Biden's been taking this virus seriously. He's been following the science. The Trump administration, on the other hand, has been misleading America, has been ridiculing mask wearing, has downright undermined the efforts that governors like me and your earlier guest, Governor DeWine, have been trying to get people to mask up. This virus doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care what side of the aisle you're on. It doesn't care what side of the state line you're on. It is still very present. Joe Biden has been following the science and modeling the kind of behavior that we should all be emulating because our lives are on the line.
And as far as Michigan's Supreme Court striking down the governor's coronavirus executive orders, she has one solution. Vote them out of office.
Michiganders have an opportunity to weigh in on our Supreme Court on this November 3rd ballot. I'm hoping they elect McCormick and Welch because we've got to have justices who do the right thing and follow the rule of law.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.